Prospector P. Chakovachan. Dearly beloved in Christ, greetings in the precious and matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For today's reading and meditation, the assigned gospel portion is taken from the Gospel according to Saint Mark, chapter 14, verses commencing from 22 through 25. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "Truly I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Let us pray. Gracious Lord, our Heavenly Father, as we are going to meditate your word, kindly speak through us and empower us by your word and enrich our life that we can lead a fruitful life in the upcoming days. Lord, we are unworthy people to meditate your word. Kindly illumine our hearts and minds. Shower your blessings upon us so that we can understand your word in a diligent manner, in a meaningful manner, and that we may apply in our upcoming days. In your name we pray. Amen. So in order to obtain spiritual blessings, the church organizes special worships using certain matter, and these are called sacraments. The church father, Saint Augustine, he gave a good definition regarding the sacraments. He told that the visible form of the invisible grace, sacrament as the visible form of an invisible grace. So we can say that sacraments are the visible sign, outward visible sign of an inward invisible grace. We cannot see the grace, but we can see bread, wine, and also the different matters that we are using in the sacraments. So through sacraments, we are experiencing an inward grace through some outward visible sign. These are known as sacraments. In our church, we have seven sacraments. So through sacraments are the means of grace. We always remember that. For experiencing grace, our church celebrating the sacraments. You know, seven sacraments are there in our church: baptism, anointing, moron, confession, holy communion, marriage, priesthood, and prayer for the sick. These are the seven sacraments. Among these seven sacraments, two sacraments are known as dominical sacraments. Dominus, it is a Latin word which means Lord, because our Lord Jesus Christ sanctioned the sacraments to do. That's why these two sacraments are known as dominical sacraments. They are baptism, holy baptism, and holy communion. Jesus Christ sanctioned to his believers that do in remembrance of me regarding holy communion, and he sanctioned that do this. So that's why these two sacraments are known as dominical sacraments. So in our church, in our Marthoma church, we get enough opportunity to learn about sacraments. And today our church separated this Sunday to learn about holy communion. It is the most significant and important sacrament in our church. So today our church decided a particular theme for studying about the Holy Communion. The theme is Holy Communion, commemoration and experience of the salvific event. So you know that what is salvific event. We can conclude the whole theme of Bible into three words. That is Torah, prophets, and Jesus Christ. The Almighty God created the human beings, and for their better life, the Almighty God gave Torah to the people, the community, believing community. But they made so many sins before the Almighty God and deviated from His path. Then through prophets, the Almighty God tried a lot to regain the glory of the human being. But all that endeavors were failure. But in the fullness of time, the Almighty God sent His only begotten Son to the world and regain the glory of the human race. That is the salvific event. So remember these three words, Torah, prophets, and Jesus Christ. This is the summary of the Bible. You know, this is the summary of Bible. This is the salvific event. The completion of the salvific event, the God made through His only begotten Son. Through His sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary, the Almighty God regained the glory of the humanity. So today we are going to meditate the Holy Communion. All through the Holy Communion, if you listen to the prayers, we are remembering Jesus Christ. And we are remembering the salvific event of the Almighty God. So today I am going to explore some thoughts immediately to you. So kindly pay your attention regarding this same. First one, Holy Communion is a remembrance. Holy Communion is a remembrance. While participating in the Holy Communion, you are saying that, Lord, we remember your death. We remember your death. So throughout the Holy Communion, we are trying to remember the salvific event done by the Almighty God. We remember His birth, we remember His life, and we remember His words through gospel, and we remember His death, and we remember His resurrection, and we remember His ascension into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. So the all salvific event which God made through the Jesus Christ, we remember through the Holy Communion. So it is a remembrance. In His last day of meal, during the time of Passover, when Jesus Christ instituted the Holy Communion, or otherwise Holy Kurbana, Kurbana meaning offering, Jesus Christ told that, do in remembrance of me. So dearly beloved, as you are participating in this Holy Communion, you should remember the death of Jesus Christ. He died for you. There is a God died for you, for your sins, for cleansing you, for washing you from all iniquities. There is a God who died for you. So you are remembering the death of the Jesus Christ during the Holy Communion. There is a Christ who died for me. There is a Christ who loved for me. There is a Christ who stretched His hands on the cross for saving me. We placed bread and wine on a wooden plank. That is called a tabalaita. That is the symbolic representation of the cross. Through that particular aspect, we are remembering that our Jesus Christ died on the cross and saved the humanity, the all humanity, without any segregation and separation. God redeemed from the pit of sin, and He regained the glory of the humanity. So we remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Second one, it is a celebration. It is not only a remembrance, but it's also a celebration. We are celebrating our life. You know, in this USA, you are celebrating death too, death of the different peoples too, and they're celebrating the life. And most of the people, they are always eager to celebrate life. So during the Holy Kurbana is also a celebration. You have to pay attention regarding the matter. Holy Qurbana is also a celebration. We are celebrating His resurrection. During the Holy Communion, we respond that, Lord, we celebrate Your resurrection. The ultimate enemy of the human being is death. But the Almighty God, Jesus Christ, He overcome the power of death through His resurrection. The basic and the fundamental aspect of the Christian faith is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in our thronos or in our madhubaha, in our altar, you can see the empty cross. Why we are placing empty cross there? As Marthoma Church community, we are using empty cross. The youth, they are going to enter into family life. You have to be listen regarding this matter. You try to buy cross. Try to buy an empty cross during the time of your marriage. Because we are celebrating the resurrection of the Jesus Christ. We believe it, the death of the Jesus Christ, and also we believe it that Jesus Christ died on us on the cross, but at the same time, He is not there. He died on the cross, but He is not there. He resurrected from the dead. So we celebrate His resurrection. As we are participating in the Holy Communion, celebrate His resurrection. So while participating in the Holy Communion, as believers community, we should overcome the evil powers. And we should overcome the unwanted, the worldly pleasures which we are experiencing. We should overcome the power of the devil. We should overcome the temptation of the devil. We should overcome the temptation of the Satan in our life. As Jesus Christ overcome the death. There are many temptations may come. There are several tests that we are going to be faced. But in the midst of all those temptations and trials and problems and so many diseases and so many pressures from the world, you must overcome all those tribulations and trials and struggles and problems and evil powers along with the Jesus Christ, with the power that you gain from the Holy Communion. So as believers, when we participate in the Holy Communion, we must regain our power, our glory, which the God provided to us through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. So we are celebrating His resurrection. That is the second point. The third one, there is a beautiful song, you know. There is a beautiful song, We Shall Overcome. We Shall Overcome, it's a song. I think that it's a gospel song which became a protest song and a key anthem of American civil rights movement. Can you sing a stanza? We shall overcome, we shall overcome, we shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. So we can overcome all the struggles and problems along with Jesus Christ. For gaining power to overcome all the powers of death, we have participate in this Holy Communion. So Holy Communion, it is a celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection. Third point. It is a new covenant. Holy Communion is a new covenant. Why I am saying this? Jesus Christ instituted Holy Communion when He celebrated His Passover, last Passover. Passover, it is a remembrance of the Israel community and from the delivery of their slavery. They were the slaves in Egypt. But they remember their deliverance from the Egypt. That is their Passover festival. Through the Passover, they are remembering their deliverance from the slavery in Egypt. So Jesus Christ, as a Jew, he had to celebrate the Passover. Mainly Passover has, when we examine the custom of the Jewish tradition, we can understand that mainly there were two dimensions in their Passover festival. One at temple, they are sacrificing a lamb to the God. And second, they are eating its flesh along with their family members at their home. So two way of celebration, Passover. One at temple and another at home. While they are eating or while they are participating in that feast, the elder people remember the younger one that we were under slavery, but the Almighty God showered His mercy upon us, and through Moses, He delivered us. They remembered the past event happened in their life. They are sharing their experience. So this is the two way of celebration regarding the Passover festival in a Jewish family. But as a Jew, Jesus Christ opted to celebrate this Passover festival not along with his family. He celebrated his Passover, last Passover, along with his disciples. They had no blood relation with him. He celebrated that Passover along with his disciples. He widened the meaning of the Passover and instituted a new covenant to celebrate the all people on this earth. That is Holy Communion, without any segregation and separations. Without any separations, anybody can come and participate in this Holy Communion. He widened the meaning of the Holy Communion. He widened the meaning of the Passover and instituted a new covenant. New covenant. You have already known that according to the Old Testament tradition, ആരെങ്കിലും എന്തെങ്കിലും ചെയ്താൽ അവരോട് അതേ നാണയത്തിൽ തിരിച്ചടിക്കുന്നതാണ്. ഒരു കർണത്തടിച്ചാൽ അപ്പുറത്തെ കർണത്ത് അടിക്കുക എന്നുള്ളതാണ്. ഒരാൾ കുത്തിക്കൊന്നാൽ അതുപോലെ തന്നെ കുത്തിക്കൊല്ലുക എന്നുള്ളതാണ്. ഒരാൾ എന്ത് ചെയ്യുന്നോ അതേപോലെ തന്നെ അവനോട് പ്രതിപകരം ചെയ്യുക എന്നുള്ളതാണ്. ബട്ട് ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ഷോഡ് എ ഡിഫറൻ്റ് ആസ്പെക്ട് ഓൺ ദി ക്രോസ്. ഹി ലവ്ഡ് എനിമീസ് ആൻഡ് ഹി celebrated his last meal along with his disciples, and he celebrated his last meal along with his enemies, which they are going to betray him and they are going to deny him. He expanded the meaning of the Passover and instituted a new covenant for the all humanity. So we can say that it is a new covenant. There is a bread breaking for all believers, and we are going to participate in that bread and considering as the body of the Jesus Christ, and we are going to drink from this chalice as the Detroit Marthoma community. We are going to drink from the same cup. Through that we proclaiming that we are the children of God. Our Father is the Almighty God. That's why we are praying that our Father in heaven. There is a heavenly Father for us. We are the part and parcel of the body of Jesus Christ. We are the part of the church, the whole church community. While we are participating in this Holy Communion, again and again, we try to affirm that we are the part and parcel of the body of Jesus Christ. We are the part of His children. Hallelujah. We are the children of God. Praise the Lord. So this is a new covenant. He changed and transformed the meaning of the Passover. Fourth one, Holy Communion, it is a hope, or it is an anticipation. It is an anticipation. We are saying that, Lord, we await for your second coming. So while we are participating that, we are awaiting the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to judge the world in righteousness and truth. He will come again. Are you believing that your Jesus Christ will come? Do you believe? Our Jesus Christ will come again to judge the world in righteousness and truth. Through the Holy Communion, we are affirming that our Jesus Christ will come again. We await for his second coming. We are bride. Our Jesus Christ is a bridegroom. There will be a marriage held during the time of his second coming. നമ്മൾ ഈ നമ്മുടെ വിവാഹത്തിലൊക്കെ പാടാറുണ്ട്, ജാതിയിൻ പുത്രി നീയേ സുന്ദരി ബഹുസുന്ദരി. പെൺകുട്ടി വിചാരിച്ചേക്കുന്നത് പെൺകുട്ടിയെ കുറിച്ചാണ് പാടുന്നതെന്ന്. അല്ല, ഇത് സഭയെക്കുറിച്ചാണ് പറയുന്നത്. ദിസ് സോങ് ഹാസ് ബീൻ റിട്ടൺ ബേസ്ഡ് ഓൺ എ ചർച്ച്, റിഗാർഡിങ് എ ചർച്ച്. ചർച്ച് എന്ന് പറയുന്നത് തൻ്റെ മണവാളന് വേണ്ടി ഒരുക്കപ്പെട്ടിരിക്കുന്ന മണവാട്ടിയാണ്. ബ്രൈഡ് ദോസ് ഹു പ്രിപ്പയർഡ് ഫോർ ദ ബ്രൈഡ് ഗ്രൂം ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്. ദ ബ്രൈഡ് ഗ്രൂം വിൽ കം എഗെയിൻ ടു റിസീവ് ടു മാരി ദ ഓൾ ചർച്ച് കമ്മ്യൂണിറ്റി. ദാറ്റ്സ് അവർ ബിലീഫ്. സോ ഫോർ മെയിൻറ്റെയിനിങ് ദിസ് ബിലീഫ് ഇൻ അവർ ലൈഫ്, ടു സ്റ്റാൻഡ് ഫേംലി ദിസ് ബിലീഫ് ഇൻ അവർ ലൈഫ്, വി ആർ സെലിബ്രേറ്റിംഗ് ഹോളി കമ്മ്യൂണിയൻ ആൻഡ് വി ആർ പാർട്ടേക്കിംഗ് ദിസ് ഹോളി കമ്മ്യൂണിയൻ. സോ ഈച്ച് ആൻഡ് എവറി മൊമെൻറ്റ് വി അഫേം അഗെയിൻ ആൻഡ് അഗെയിൻ ദാറ്റ് അവർ ലോർഡ് ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് വിൽ കം. ഹി വിൽ കം അഗെയിൻ ടു റിസീവ് മീ, ടു മാരി മീ ആസ് എ ചർച്ച് കമ്മ്യൂണിറ്റി. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. That's our belief. That's our faith. That is a fundamental aspect of our faith. So last point. So it is a spiritual food. Holy Communion is a spiritual food. We are eating so many foods, you know, biryani, pizza, so many foods that we are eating. But this is a spiritual food. This is for giving for the spiritual betterment and nourishment of our soul. To be a good spiritual man, we are participating in this Holy Communion because we wanted to go so forward so many days, you know, miles to go before I sleep. For empowerment, we are participating in this Holy Communion, you know, for spiritual nourishment. Through baptism, we started this salvific journey. Baptism is only a starting point. So many other people, they are saying that through baptism you can enter into the salvation. But I am saying that the baptism is just a starting point. So as believers community, we started our salvific journey through baptism. But throughout our salvific journey, we are gaining power through the, or we are empowering ourselves through the food of Holy Communion. So we can say that it is a spiritual food until he comes. Jesus Christ told that, do in remembrance of me until I come. Nammada Karthavu varunnathu vare namukku celebrate cheyana ennu vare Holy Communion il pangedukkam. When എപ്പോൾ വരെ നമുക്കിതിൽ പങ്കെടുക്കാനായിട്ട് സാധിക്കും? അണ്ടിൽ ഹി കംസ്. സോ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് എ സ്പിരിച്വൽ ഫുഡ് വിച്ച് ഈസ് എംപവറിങ് ആസ് ഇൻ അവർ സ്പിരിച്വൽ ജേർണി ടു റീഗെയിൻ അവർ പവർ ആൻഡ് ടു റീഗെയിൻ അവർ സ്ട്രെങ്ത് ആൻഡ് ഫോർ അവെയ്റ്റിംഗ് ഈ സെക്കൻഡ് കമ്മിങ്. സോ വി ക്യാൻ സേ ദാറ്റ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് എ സ്പിരിച്വൽ ഫുഡ്. ഫോർ പാർട്ടിസിപ്പേറ്റിംഗ് ഇൻ ദി സ്പിരിച്വൽ ഫുഡ് യു ഹാവ് കം ഹിയർ ആൻഡ് യു ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു പാർട്ടിസിപ്പേറ്റ് ഇൻ ദി സ്പിരിച്വൽ ഫുഡ്. സോ ഡിയർലി ബെലവഡ്, ഐ ഷെയർഡ് 5 തോട്ട്സ് ടു യു. ക്യാൻ യു റിമെമ്പർ? ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് വൺ, the Holy Communion is a remembrance. It is a remembrance, remembering the death of Jesus Christ. Second one, it is a celebration. We celebrate his resurrection. Our Jesus Christ died on the cross, but he resurrected from there. He resurrected from the grave, and he resurrected from the among the dead. Third one, it is a new covenant. Fourth one, it is an anticipation for his second coming. Lord, we await for your second coming. And last one, it is a spiritual food. Lord, we get enough food for the nourishment of our body, for the betterment of our body. But this is the food for the empowerment of our soul. It is a spiritual food. And it is a spiritual food that we are going to participate for the vision, for the mission. To gain vision for doing a mission. There are so many responsibilities that we have in family, in society, in church, as well as in various kinds of the situations, circumstances. You have to do so many missions, responsibilities. For gaining power, we are participating in this Holy Communion. Let us bow our heads. And this time, I request Ms. Jessica Shaji to lead us in prayer.